Listening Library presents Belle Prater's Boy by Ruth White, read for you by Allison Elliott.
It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. 1. Around 5 a.m. on a warm Sunday morning in October 1953, my Aunt Belle left her bed and vanished from the face of the earth. When I heard her get up, I figured she was going outside of the toilet. Her husband, my Uncle Everett, told the sheriff, so I dozed off back to sleep. When I came awake again, I'd say maybe a half hour had passed, and she wasn't back, so I says to myself, reckon I better go check on Belle, see if she's okay. So I did. Uncle Everett, a coal miner, and Aunt Belle, along with their boy Woodrow, lived way far in the head of a long, isolated holler called Crooked Ridge, near the town of Coal Station, Virginia, where the Appalachians are steep and rugged. In those days, the roads were narrow and rocky, barely passable in bad weather. They had an old Ford, and that morning it was parked on the slope with the key in the ignition, like always. Their nearest neighbors, the Sloanes, who lived almost a mile down the road, told the sheriff they hadn't seen or heard a thing out of the ordinary. According to Uncle Everett, Aunt Belle was barefooted and wearing only a thin nightgown. Her two pairs of shoes and all her clothes were still in their rightful places. There was no evidence of foul play, and no indication that she went traipsing off to somewheres else. Besides, there was no place to traipse unless she went over those wild hills in her nightclothes, barefooted. And in that case, somebody surely would have noticed her on the other side. There were no fresh footprints anywhere, not even in that marshy place by the gate. No unusual sound heard by Uncle Everett or Woodrow, who was sleeping in the loft. Never before had any...